We are learning Maseches Eruvin, Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second line from the top of Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone has a Safek Eruv, which means that he put an Eruv down and it became Tameh, let's say it was Truma, and a Truma and it became Tameh, and we're not sure when it became Tameh. Did it become Tameh before Shabbos, or did it become Tameh after Shabbos started, after Ben HaShemashos, and the Erev was Chal, so it's a Safek. So Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a good Erev. And we had another Braisa that says, that Rabbi Yossi says, in the case of a Safek, if someone was Tovel or not, even though it's a Tumah Midrabanan, still the Safek is Tameh. Even though it's a Safek Darabanan, still it's Tameh. So we have one case in our Mishnah that it's a Safek Darabanan of Erev, and Rabbi Yossi Paskin, the Safek Darabanan Lakula, that's a good Erev. And then we have another Mishnah, another Braisa that says that a Safek Darabanan is Asa. And Shaila is a Kasha Rabbi Yossi. So we're starting two lines from the Tavla and Vav Amral. Kasha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. There's a Kasha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Stira. By both the Safek Darabanans, by Erev, Rabbi Yossi is good. And by mikvah, when someone was Tameh, only midrabanan, and he was Safek of his tovel, now we say it's not good. So what's the difference between this Safek Darabanan and this Safek Darabanan? Kasha Dereisi Yad Reisi, Amra Punu Bachina Shani, Tumah, Hoyal V'yesh Le'ikam Rad Taira. Tumah is more Chamer, because Yesh Le'ikam Rad Taira, because it has Ikam Rad Taira, since Tumah has Yisoyed Midaraisa. So therefore it's worse. Rashi learns, why is it worse? Because Rashi says that if you're going to be makel by this tumah, people are going to get confused with tumah deraisa, and then it comes mezalzel by tumah deraisa. Therefore, they said even tumah derabanan is safek as tameh. How be yeshlo ikul v'atayra? Shabbos, right? The Gemara kash Shabbos nami deraisi. Shabbos also deraisa, and the Gemara is assuming that tchum is also deraisa. Tchum is also deraisa. Zok the Gemara kasav Rabbi Yossi tchum derabanan. Rabbi Yossi holds tchum is derabanan. Are you going to ask me if Truman's the Rabbanon, so why don't you make a Gzeira Otu the Deraisa of Shabbos? So Rashi speaks out that that's not Shver. Rashi speaks out the Ramas Kasava is halfway down the Amid, Mashum the Lazi Lazuzi of Shabbos, Fakas Naka Shabbos, Lekalim, because there's no Gzeira. Le Domu Lachas Tumim, Lachas Adavit Tumim. Our Tumma Domu Ladoidi. So the Gemara's first tarot to answer Steve Rabbi Yossi is like this, that both are the Rabbanons, Tumma was the Rabbanon, then we went Lachumra. Erev with the Rabbanon, they went Lekula. What's the difference? Because Tumah has an Ikar Medaraisa, and you're going to mix it up with other Tumas. Masha'ikin Tchumin, which is only the Rabbanon, you're not going to mix it up with other Malachas Deraisa, because that's similar to Malacha. Aga, from here, the Sama Rishonim bring a riot, there's no such thing as Tchumin Deraisa, because the Shittas of Rambam is, even though regular Tchumin we pass with the Rabbanon, but Yud Beis Mil, which is 24,000 Amis, there is the Deraisa. That's how the Rambam paskin. So here it says, Mashma, there's no Ikar Midaraisa at all by the Rabbanon. So it's a Raya L'Chair, not like the Rambam. So that's maybe a Raya, not like the Rambam. B'Bayi Seima, another Tarot. So one Tarot to the exterior is that one is Ikar Midaraisa and you mix it up with other Tumas, and the other one is Midarabanon, you're not going to mix it up. Tarot number two, B'Bayi Seima, Hadi Deha the Rabbi. One Rabbi Yossi is his own Shita. The other Rabbi Yossi is from Hashem is Rabbi. The economic. Tani, it says in our Mishnah, which says that Safek Erev is good, it says, Om Rabbi Yossi, Avatumas Hayid, which was Hamisha Zakenim, Avatumas, which was his Rabbi, was made in the name of five Zakenim, which is Safek Erev Kosher. That a Safek Erev is Kosher. Shemami, no, we take a see from here that he's saying it Hashem is Rabbi. Though our Mishnah, it says Safek Erev is Kosher, that you go to Kula, is going according to his Rebbe, but Rabbi Yossi himself holds even by Safek Darabanan, you go l'chumra. That's teretz number two. Teretz number three to this kasha, stira to Rabbi Yossi, is Rava. Rava mahasam, hainu time with Rabbi Yossi, the reason of Rabbi Yossi that holds that by Tumah, you go l'chumra is because the guy is Tameh. It's Tameh Darabanan, you're right, but his chazaka is, his status quo is that he's Tameh. To remove his Tumah, you need a vaday tefillah. Hemet Tameh echazkasay. Ve'im lo yitaval, maybe he wasn't tovel. So the Gemara says, no, Adrabah, Hemin Mikvah Achas Kasai, Veim Lechasa. Say the Mikvah was good and it wasn't missing. Gemara says, Mikvah Shloi Nimdad. To when a Mikvah that was never certified, you didn't measure it that day to see how it's 40 Sa. So since you didn't measure it that day, there's no Chazaka on the Mikvah either. You never measured it. You don't know, you assumed it has 40 Sa. You never measured it, so there's no chazaka that way. It's only chazaka cheskas tuma, and therefore you go lechumra. Masha'ink in our Mishnah, like Rashi speaks out, there's a chazaka gnayin chazaka. There's no chazaka one way more than the other way. Because on one hand, there's a chazaka that truma was stayed tar as long as it could be, and on the other hand, he has a chazaka of his chum base, chazaka that his house is his chum. So since it's chazaka nek chazaka, you go lekula over there. You could go lekula over there. Masha Enki, in the case of Tumah, there the status quo is that you're Tumah, and therefore you can't go lekula by a Safik. So we ended over three truths in Mistiv Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaisi. Either Pshat is that Tumah is Mohammed Ikum and Atayra, you're going to mix it up, or the day, or the Rabbi, one's him, one's his Rabbi. Other Pshat is that there by Tumah, there's a status quo that is Tumah. So tomorrow, right, more about Safik Erev. Tanya. Kate said, Om Rabbi Yaisi Safik Erev Kasha. What is an example of Rabbi Yaisi's halacha that Safik Erev is Kasha? So the Brisa says, two examples. Erev b'truma, he made an Erev with truma, and either he's a Kayin, according to Sumchis, or a Kayin, or according to the Rabban, even the Israel can make Erev with a truma. Erev b'truma, Safik by Yom Nitma'as, we're not sure when it became Tomei. Safik Erev Shabbos became Tomei, Safik Mechashach HaShekha Nitma'as, Safik became Tomei after it got dark, like this is the case of Mishnah. And another case, Bryce says, V'chein b'peiris. You had peiris. Zmora thinks now is Pashuta Tevel. And we're not sure when he fixed it up, which means when did he take off Meiser? Safik b'boy yoyim niskanu. We're not sure if it became fixed up by yoyim for Shabbos. Or Safik niskanu. It got fixed up after Shabbos started. Even though it's also to take off Chumas and Meiser on Shabbos, if you do it, it works. So upon him, they have different type of sofik here. Something was tevel. Tevel cannot be used for Erev. Tevel means anything that was not taken off Chumas Maisa is called tevel. That cannot be used for Erev. And here, you have these pairs that were tevel. We're not sure when it became fixed. Did it become fixed before Shabbos or after Shabbos started? That's another case of sofik Erev. Zeu sofik Erev. Both these cases are sofik Erev and it's kosher. Aval Erev v'truma sofik tahira sofik temeya. V'chein v'peirois sofik niskanu sofik loy niskanu. Einze Safik Erev Kasha. But it is Ma'arev Truma that already before Shabbos started, that it was a Safik, if it was Safik Tumma, not Safik Tumma. Before you put it, they already nailed a Safik, like Rashi says. There was never a Cheskes Hechsher at all. Before you put it there, you took something that was a Safik. There, it does not work. That will not work even for Rabbi Yisrael. Ir v'chuma sofik tara sofik tmeya or v'chem peiris. You're not sure sofik is lochem nisgnu. Ain't a sofik erev kasha. That's not an example sofik erev kasha because there it was already before Shabbos was also to eat because of the sofik. That's not sad that it's good. So now the Gemara is going to ask on the first case. The first case was two examples. The ratio was two examples of sofik that's mutter according to Rabbi Yisrael. One example is sofik when the truma became tamei, the other one's when it became fixed up. And the Gemara says there's a fundamental difference in these two cases. Maisa truma, why by truma lemaisa do you go lekula? The meaning, hem truma chaskasa veim tairi. By truma you say leave it on its status quo, and it probably was tar to the last minute possible, and it was a good erev. It only became tamei later. So peris nami, the peris that were tevel also hem tevel chaskasa, the status quo that is a tevel veim leniskanu, and say it wasn't fixed before Shabbos. So how can you say it's the same type of suffix? They're both alakula truma, the status quo that it's good. Peris start off as that's not good. So why would there would you say that you go lakula? So Moshe says you're right. Loi tema suffix by dem niskanu. Of course, we're talking about here peris that were already gemeistered before Shabbos. So what's the suffix here? Elaim is suffix by dem nidmu suffix mechach shech nidmu. Nidmu means mixed. And Rashi has two pshatim. What happened here? Either it was regular chulin gemeistered peris fruits that truma fell into it. So if truma falls into it, now it gets mixed up with truma. Only a kohen can eat it. And we're going to go to sumchis that a Yisrael can use it for Erev, if it has truma in it. Or nidmu means that tevel fell into it. And here we have a status quo is that's good peris. And then, Ben HaShemashah, somehow, something fell into it. We're not sure when it happened. It happened before Shabbos or after Shabbos started. So that's weird. It's a suffix, and you go, what's a chazaka that the status quo is that's good payers, just like by truma. And that's the case. Suffix niskanu, niskanu, doesn't mean niskanu, nidmu means. Elaim, a suffix by them, nidmu got mixed. We're not sure if it's four shabbos got mixed, or suffix a chashaykh nidmu. It got nidmu, not, it was definitely fixed before, it was definitely mesukin. Shabbos, did it get mixed with something no good before Shabbos, or suffix a chashaykh nidmu after it got dark? that's when something fell in and made it not kosher for Erev. So those both sveikas, Rav Yosi holds mutter. More than having a child now. Boy Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Rav Huna. How you for a steak kikaris? You have a different case. Totally about a case is mixed together. Here the case is you have two loaves of bread. Echos tamei of echos tairu. One is tamei and one is tairu. Va'amu, va'amar, he told a shliach, irvuli b'tahira b'chol makam shu. I want the erev to be b'tahira, whichever one is tar. But he doesn't know which one it is. They're mixed up. They're two separate loaves of bread, but one of them is tamei, one of them is tahira. And l'maisa, I don't know which one's which. I give them both to a shliach, I make an erev for me. Wherever you're going to put these chalas, that's what erev is going to be. Is that a good erev or not? Ma, tabayu l'rameya, tabayu l'vyesi. Tabayu l'rameya, who holds every sophic erev is no good, but may use to hear is better. Why? Adkan kan rameya, some leka tahira. There's no vada tahira there. Halcha, because it's a sophic, all sophic. Ha, ikka tahira. Here, one of them is a vada tahira. It's got a sophic which one it is, but here's a vada tahira. Oy dilma, yafil l'rabyesi. Even if Rabbi Yosi holds sophic as mutter, here it's worse. Or you don't fear Rabbi Yosi, like Kamela, Hosom, Dim Isa, the Tyra, Viva, it's Tyra, Yodla, you know about it. Ha'acha, Hala Yodla, here you don't know about it. Even before Shabbos, you don't know which one's which. So that was the question. What's the halacha? If there's two loaves of bread, one's Tahar, one's Tamei, could you have a kosher Erev? Amalei, Bein le Rabbi Yosi, Bein le Rameir, Be'inan Su'uda Haru'uyim Baidoyim Veleka. Sai Rabbeisi, Sai Rameir, it's not a good Erev. Why? Because something has to be Ru'uyim Abayidyoim before Shabbos. It has to be edible before Shabbos started. Here, Lamaisa, these loaves of bread were not edible. Why not? Because you don't know which one's which. See, even before Shabbos wasn't edible. And therefore, it's not a good Erev. Here's no tzad, it's good Erev. You know, the word Abayidyoim is not the ikapu thing. The Gemara's pshitus over here is, Mor's answer is, anything that's not royal to eat cannot be used for Erev. And Lamaisa, practically speaking, there was never a point when I could eat this Erev. Even before Shabbos, who was a suffix, which one's which, it's not a good Erev. And therefore, meaning Suda Roy Vayim Veleka. So tomorrow, another child. Bayim Le Rav Ram Nachman. Someone says, Kika Zu Hayoim Chayel Ulamacha Kaidesh. He makes it tonight, he can do that. He takes his loaf of bread, he says, this loaf of bread, he sees loaf of bread, right now it's Chulin. I want it to become Hektish. And by giving it a time, it's coming hektish the minute Shabbos comes in. And Va'amu, he tells the Shliach, Irvuli b'zeh, make an Erev with me. Ma. What's the halacha? So, the way the Mepharshim explained is that Rava, Shaila was, he was Mesupik, what's the das of the person? Is the das of the person that he only wants the Bechal Kaidish when it's Vadai Shabbos? Or he's either even wants the Bechal already when Klapi Shemaya, Bein HaShemosh, comes Shabbos. So now, if he wants it to become an Erev when Shabbos the second Shabbos comes in, so then it can't be Erev, because the minute that it turns to Erev, it's Hektish. You can't use Hektish for Erev. So he says, today it's going to be Hayoy, he says it's a Choyl, but the minute Shabbos comes in, it's Hektish. It won't be good Erev. Or he means to say like this, I don't want it to be Ben HaShemashes, I want it to be, when Shabbos is Vada, I want it to be Hektish, and then it won't be a problem for Erev. That was his question. So Rav Nachman answered, Eruv Erev. And the rabbi thought what he meant to say was that Mesafik it's Erev. Could Safik Erev be passing a verse, it's Erev. Then he asked him the opposite Shaila. If he says Hayoim Kaidash, today is Hekdish, and tomorrow, Shabbos, it's an return to Chulun. Now you can ask me, has Hekdish turned to Chulun when there's Shabbos? So he said, I have money here. I want the minute Shabbos hits, it gets nifta on this money. You pay down on this money. Other Rishayim learned that you could take off the Hekdish, but Rashi learns you have to do it with money. He wants to make an Erev. Mao. Again, the same Shal, Rav Shal is, when he says that it should be Chayel, does it mean the minute Shabbos comes in it's Chayel, then the Erev maybe can be Chayel? Or does it mean only when it's Vade Shabbos, then the Erev won't be Chayel? On Malay, Rav Nachman said, Ein Ruv Erev. And he thought that Masafik is not an Erev. So Rav asks Rav Nachman, Maishna, like this Safik Erev is good, that Safik Erev is no good, what's the difference? So on Malay, Rav Nachman says, the Chisecho la Kura de Milcha, when you either measure for me a certain amount of salt, that's what Rashi learns, and then give it to me, I'll tell you the reason. Like, you're going to do something for me, then for that payment, I'll tell you pshat. It's like a saying in the Gemara a lot of times, to show that when you want to have a good pshat in the Gemara, you got to work for it. So what's the pshat? Rav Nachman tells him like this, pashat. I wasn't saying medin safik. I was saying like this, hayoyim chal amach ha-kaydesh, misveika le-nachs le-kedusha. So, you go with the chazaka. If today it's still chulin, and I said on Shabbos it becomes hektish, So misafik, it does not become hekdesh until it's vaday Shabbos. Therefore, the erev kibichal, because it doesn't hekdesh nachal until it's vaday Shabbos, and until then it's ben hashmashas yotze the erev. And the opposite case is true also. Yom kodesh lechol. Right now it's hekdesh, and tomorrow it's coming chulin. Misveika misafik lepakalek lishazimene. This does not come off. So if I get it, you go back to the chazaka, you go back to the status quo, and it's very good. Because status quo is today is chulin, tomorrow is hekdesh, so it's chulin as long as it could be. So the erev is chal. That's what the first case, the erev is chal. And the opposite case, when now it was hekdesh, and then it was turning into chulin, so it stays hekdesh as long as it could be. And therefore, ein eruvei erev.